WRCE and 107.7 FM W299CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. A weekend of protests by Democrats against Democrats in power for not bringing an alternative to win back voters. Demonstrators in Brooklyn chanted outside the home of Senator Chuck Schumer, demanding he resign. 30,000 plus were at a rally in Denver led by Senator Bernie Sanders and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. ABC News political director Rick Klein spoke to ABC's Start Here podcast.
One of the ironies is we've seen more Democratic energy and enthusiasm than we probably have during the whole second act of the Trump presidency. But it isn't clear where that energy and enthusiasm is actually directed right now. A lot of it is directed inward.
Three large wildfires burning now in western North Carolina, the same place devastated by Hurricane Helene in the summer. Two of the three are 0% contained, and there's a mandatory evacuation. Wildfires in South Carolina as well. More than 1,000 acres have burned. This is ABC News. Another day of protests in Turkey's largest city, Istanbul, after a court arrested the city's mayor, a key rival to Turkish President Erdogan. The mayor's detention this week sparking the largest wave of street demonstrations in Turkey in more than a decade, continuing well into the weekend and widening to concerns about democracy and the rule of law in Turkey. Mayor Ekrem remains jailed pending the outcome of a trial on corruption charges. Mandatory evacuations continue in western North Carolina in Polk County, still recovering from Hurricane Helene. Brackets busted all over as UConn ended its pursuit of a third straight title. Florida rallying to a 77-75 victory over the Huskies. A United Airlines flight from LAX to Shanghai was diverted to San Francisco because the pilot forgot to bring a passport. Passengers were compensated and given meal vouchers. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. I mean, it's just all over the world. I mean,
you have to remember Margaret Thatcher. They had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Welcome to the final hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Now 4 locations in Dane County, including that brand new store in Sun Prairie, plus 1 Baker Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. Also online at herbalaspect.com. Let's kick off the 11 o'clock hour with Essential Last Crack. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, a double dip of the Mighty Last Crack. That is from The Uprising, released in 2019. The song is called Icicle. It's a jam. I like that song a lot. My Burning Time before that. Of course, you know, Last Crack, they haven't played a show since 2019. They're playing another show coming up in just a couple of weeks. The Rocker Jamboree. It's a benefit show to help raise money for Rocker and his out-of-pocket medical expenses from his heart attack. And we're going to donate a portion of the proceeds to Mama Cares, which is a great organization connected to the mamas here in Madison to help Madison musicians, artists out in their time of need. We would love to see you there. It's going to be a great lineup. Last Crack is playing, Magic 7, Mindox, Subatomic, Electromag. The best thing about this is the show starts early. It's an afternoon show, folks. So doors open at noon. The show starts at 1. You're going to be out of there by 5 o'clock. Unless you want to stick around for the late show. That's cool, too. It's going to be a great afternoon of fun, great music from bands that you haven't heard play in at least 10 years. Electromag withstanding that, because they're the newer of the gang. The Rocker Jamboree, Sunday, May the 4th. At the Burr Oak in Madison, I highly suggest getting those advance tickets right now. Just go to the Burr Oak webpage and grab those tickets as soon as possible. This thing will sell out. I've got some music on the way this hour from the Vanishing Kids. Did you know that Butto is drumming for them now? That blew me away. We'll do a flashback with Half Past Zero. We got some Abaddon's End just around the corner. Let's do some Rogue Rat right now. Drag Strip Queen. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
She runs hot, highly modified. day, and he jumped in his car. He headed out to L.A. with a shirt on his back and a six-string guitar. He knew it felt right. Yeah, he knew it felt good. He rolled all night. Destination tattoo. He started chasing his cocaine with a bottle of booze. One fatal night, he got behind the wheel of a $100,000 automobile. Said he felt alright, but it was hard to tell.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, The Vanishing Kids and Midnight Children. That's from their latest album that was released last year. And like I said before, did you know that Butto is now drumming for Vanishing Kids? I saw that news, last week? Maybe for a week before last. Blew me away. And I was talking to Rocker about this. Like, I had no idea Butto was a drummer. Crazy. Before that, we heard Abaddon's End, Absence in Adolescence. They have a lot of stuff happening. Be sure to follow Abaddon's End on the socials. Great band out of Southern Wisconsin. And I think they're going places. Let's go there with them. How you doing? I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight. Max Inc. radio sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group. Now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. Hey, stick around. We got another band from the Rocker Jamboree lineup, Magic 7. They're next on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
So you want your guitar to sound like this, but your guitar sounds like this. You better get to Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Buy or sell at Guitar Shop of Wisconsin from their huge inventory. Browse the great selection of amps, strings, and accessories, plus the Midwest's largest repair department with expert technicians ready to help you sound great. Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Wright Street in Madison by MATC or online at guitarshopofwisconsin.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Oaf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Oaf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyOafLounge.com. Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is going to rock the Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack, Subatomic, Mind Docs, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advanced tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
on Civic Media. We are local music. The American Dad. She calls everybody honey. Mendota from Magic 7 before that. Hey, stick around. We got music from Good Morning V. We'll do some Common Threads. Ash Aria on the way. Right now is Color Phase. High, Fast, and Tight on Max Inc. Radio.
Veins and I must make it right, you know. I'm gonna fight, I'm gonna
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
On Civic Media, we are local music with Ash, Aria, and The Burning. That's a couple of years old. Great song, though. Great jam. Mickey Sunshine before that. Bathroom Floor, one of my favorites from Mickey Sunshine. Hey, thanks for listening to Max Inc. Radio this evening. Really appreciate your ears. Don't forget, you can grab the podcast anytime at the Max Inc. page at civicmedia.us. While you're there, grab the app, the Civic Media app. Put that in your phone, and we'll take you. You can take us anywhere you go. And we'll take you as well. I'm out of here. Thanks for listening tonight. Common Threads just around the corner right now. Good Morning V. It's Blunderbuss. Max Inc. on Civic Media. Catch me here.
knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com. Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes. And we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about. And truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Democrats hoping to find a voice and engage the voters, staging rallies all over this weekend. Their targets, not just President Trump, but Democratic leadership.
As Republicans line up behind Trump, Democrats attempt to fight back. Leading the charge, 83-year-old Bernie Sanders and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The pair drawing tens of thousands at rallies in Arizona and Colorado.
ABC Selena Wang. Senator Chuck Schumer says he will not resign for voting with Republicans to avert a shutdown. His Brooklyn home drew demonstrators. The first black Republican woman elected to Congress has died. Mia Love of Utah was 49. She was battling brain cancer. Ahead of Monday talks to bring a ceasefire to Ukraine, Russia sent more drones across Ukraine, including the capital, Kyiv, killing seven. Those U.S. brokered talks in Saudi Arabia are still on. This is ABC News. Early reviews are meh for the opening night on Broadway for